Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Hey there. I am in the studio again today because if you listened to last week's episode, I bought some new adapters so I could plug my little Rode SmartLav in so I could go for a walk on the beach and get back there to record. And I actually got four and none of them worked. So that was highly frustrating. And I'm not sure if I mentioned in the last episode, I think part of the reason that I was in the space that I was because I'd already tried to record that episode two or three times prior. And, you know, first of all, the microphone adapter didn't work. And then I got home and my computer had reverted to the iMac microphone. And so I actually face the opposite way because I'm recording in my studio cupboard at the moment. And so, yeah, so it wasn't picking up. So last week, I was, you know, in quite a fragile headspace, I guess. And you can probably hear I'm not 100% well. I've got caught what my daughter had. So I've been feeling not great the last few days too. So that hasn't really helped my headspace. But also it was a moment in time, right? Like we're allowed to have these feels. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong. It's okay to question what we're doing in the world. It's okay to express when things aren't going so well. It's okay to say, fuck, I'm so annoyed right now. You know, like I feel like most of us just have so much shame around sharing shit like this, and we shouldn't, because this is the human experience. No one's fucking perfect. No one has their shit together all the time. And I think when we try to keep our shit together or we hide it from other people, we're really doing the world at large a great disservice, because it means that everyone else thinks everyone else has their shit together and they're the only one who doesn't. And that's fucking bullshit. None of us have our shit together, let's be honest. I certainly don't. Some days better than others. Anyway, I guess I wanted to talk a little bit this week because I have been very seriously considering not walking away from Carlosophies, but changing my approach to it. Because what I realized over the last week is that there's this thing that kind of happens, the streak, right? So when it comes to, for example, I've had this relationship. I'm just kind of like dominoes are kind of landing at the moment inside my head. You know, I've had this thing with streaks. So if I'm exercising, say, this was like 10, 12 years ago when I was like hardcore working out 2 to 3 hours a day and controlling my food and all that kind of jazz, I would have these moments where I was just so worried if I didn't do it for one day, all of the wheels would fall off, right? And I'd just go back to fat and unfit. And that was like the worst case scenario for me at that time. It's not anymore, but it was at that time. Now I don't really give a fuck. As long as I'm, you know, like I'm in my body and I'm moving it to my capabilities at any given time, then you know, I don't really give a fuck what it looks like. But back then I really did. And I've had a really fucked relationship with my body throughout my life. Anyway, that's like a side tangent. But what I'm saying here is like I would go on these streaks, right? And going on a holiday would be really scary for me because I felt like, yeah, if I didn't get up and train, then all my hard work would be in vain. And it's the same for those who have been around here for a really long time. You may remember back, it would be probably 4 years ago now, I did an episode with Nikki Smith talking about New Year's resolutions, and we kind of reframed it as what my friend Nikki would say as a mini experiment. So instead of putting like all these loaded pressure on these New Year's resolutions, I was just going to commit to something small. And I, at the time, I made two commitments, and one was to move my body every day, which I did not do, and the other was to make my bed every day, because making my bed was like a foundational habit. And I knew that if I made my bed, then it just set up my day better because I work from home. I always use our ensuite toilet. So I'm always going through my bedroom. It also has like a deeper meaning because when I was highly depressed and anxious, I really couldn't get out of bed. And so making the bed would be like a symbol, you're up for the day. You know, you're up and about and you're okay. And so it had this, and I still make my bed every day, but it's never had this like pressure. Like, I guess at times there's been moments where I question like, why am I doing this still every day? But mostly it's just a habit now. And it's not like something that takes up any time and energy and it makes me feel good. So I just do it. And I have made my bed pretty much every day for those 4 years. I've probably forgotten maybe a couple, but it's very rare. I very rarely leave the house without making my bed. So that's like a streak, right? And we get on these streaks, or I do, and I'm sometimes afraid of dropping the ball on the streak because maybe all the wheels will fall off. And so I feel like I kind of got to this point with Carlosophies where I started it because I had something I really wanted to explore, which was, you know, how failure looked for other people. And then it became like this practice of me just showing up and sharing because I wanted to be consistent at something. I wanted to share my thoughts with the world. It's the way I process things. Speaking about things is the way that I learn about my own experience and I make decisions by voicing things and I find clarity through giving things a voice. And so the podcast became this almost, well, not almost, every week for nearly 6 years, a practice of showing up and speaking up even when I had nothing to say just to see if I could do it. And I think after 6 years, I've kind of proven that, yes, I can fucking do it. But what it had almost become was this rod in my back. You know, the last little while it's felt, and there's been other factors to this, for example, school holidays for 6 weeks and then going back to school and Mabel getting sick and having her home and technology issues and all this kind of jazz. It's just really shaken shit up and let me have a think, brought to the surface, really questioning, like, why am I doing this? Why am I still showing up weekly after 6 years? Is it because I think I have to? Is it because I want to? And I think it had partly got to be honest, because I think I have to. Because a lot of my identity, what I've realized is a big part of my identity is wrapped up in me being a podcaster. So what if I didn't have a podcast that was producing regular content? Then I wouldn't be a podcaster. And if I wasn't a podcaster, then that's like a whole chunk of my work in the world, right? Like my identity in the world is kind of, it has kind of become that of a podcaster. So who am I without it? And that was concerning for me because it screams of codependency on something as simple as a fucking podcast. And I'm not really here for that. I'm here for consciously choosing to show up to places, not just because I'm going through the motions. And I feel like this place had become something that was just kind of going through the motions. And I haven't made a decision as to what I'm going to do yet, whether or not right now I feel like I've got something to say. So I'm going to record it and I'm going to share it. But I may end up shifting so with the whole identity and podcasting thing, there is also this element of, you know, a lot of my business is in this space. And would there still be validity to me if I wasn't podcasting? And then I got really honest with myself and I was like, seriously, Carly, is that even a question? You know, it's your experience. It's not that you're showing up and shooting the breeze on the beach every week that makes you a legitimate podcast consultant. It's the fact that you've had 6 years doing this and working with hundreds of other humans and big organizations on their shows. And you know, 20 years experience as a voiceover artist and in broadcasting, not 20 years experience in broadcasting, but 20 years experience in voiceover work. And, you know, and so that's what makes you qualified, not the fact that you show up every week. That's great. And it's impressive sometimes because people are like, wow, that's a big commitment that you've made there, you know? And I guess like for me, it's come down to, well, who am I without the podcast? And I've realized I'm me. I don't need the podcast to be who I am. It's just been my chosen expression for this long. And should it continue to be that? Should it be continue to be in this medium? Fantastic. And if not, that's okay too. And that was a really scary thing to come to because it's so intrinsically tied into my identity and the work that I do in the world that it's scary sometimes to go, who am I beyond this? And is there life beyond this? And of course there fucking is. There's life beyond everything. Even the most painful, fucked up shit, there is life beyond it. It will absolutely inform and impact what you do moving forward, but it doesn't necessarily have to define who we are, if that makes sense. So I wanted to talk about this today because I think it's a really interesting topic. And I wanted to share a bit of the process that I've been through myself over the last week because, yeah, I do feel like we do, and I've done it in business too. You know, when I had the co-working space, I was very codependent on it being a success, meaning I was a success, you know, and I find a lot of business people's complete identity is wrapped up in the work that they do. And I think it's a really good idea sometimes to separate yourself from that and to, you know, step outside the folds of like just going through the motions every day and having your identity wrapped up in something that you do and examine that, get curious. Because it always leads to good things. So at the end of the day, right now, I feel like just giving myself permission not to show up here every week and understanding that that's okay, it's really the permission piece, right? Like I've just given myself permission that I can just say to you guys, hey, we might not be here every week, but I will still show up because I feel like I'm still going to have shit to say. And if I decide not to, then you will be the first to know because you're the ones, even if there are only a handful of you left, you're the ones who are spending the time with me, right? And this has become a relationship. It's not just me speaking into the ether. You know, I've formed friendships and amazing, you know, a spend of time with amazing clients through showing up here weekly. And that doesn't mean that it has to continue. I mean, I'd hope the friendships and the clients continue, but it doesn't mean that I have to continually show up weekly, whether I have something to say or not. I think I was trying to prove to myself that I could do this, you know, that I could show up every week. And I was doing it for myself to prove it to myself because I'd had all these stories about inconsistency and the wheels falling off and not being able to just do something that I love when I love it. I needed the accountability. But I think what I've realized is that I don't have anything to prove. The work has been done. I have showed up consistently for 6 years, 320 odd episodes. I don't need to prove to myself anymore that I can show up and speak up because I've done that work, right? I've done that work. And there was a part of me that wanted to create this show with me showing up week in, week out, regardless of whether I had anything profound to say or not, because I wanted to show other people that it was possible. I wanted to show people that they could be consistent if they wanted to too. That we didn't necessarily need to have the most value-filled content week in, week out, that it was enough just to show up. Because for me, this 6 years has been instrumental in my personal development. It has taught me so much about myself. It has shown me that I am consistent, that even when there's nothing to say, there still is things to say. And I'm pretty sure I've proved that to everyone who's listened or has been in my community. So if I'm not here to prove myself, then what am I here for? And that's an interesting question and one that I'm kind of playing with at the moment. So right now I'm unsure whether I'll continue on every week. I doubt I will actually, but we'll just see where the flow goes. If I have something that I think would be important to say or profound or of value or just something that I just want to fucking share because I feel called to share it, then I'll continue on. And when in those moments where there's nothing, and anyone who's a creative will know, like, it's not like we turn the tap on and it's just flowing all the time, right? Like, there are ebbs and flows to creativity, and sometimes you're on fire and you've got so much to say, and other times you don't. And I've still been showing up regardless. And what I want to do now is more nurture my own creative ebb and flow, rather than just showing up to for showing up's sake, actually showing up when I feel like sharing something of me and my experience. So that's where I'm at. I do want to say thank you to those of you who reached out to me. And honestly, thank you. That meant the world to me because I was in a really kind of dark place and I was feeling very insecure and shit about my work in the world and the impact that I was having. And it's so interesting because at the same time, and I think I mentioned this, I was also feeling really, you know, happy and ecstatic because Frequency filled, it sold out, and it was so joyful and ease-filled to bring together. And so there was this like two opposing parts of me, one that was not okay and felt invisible and sad and angry and bitter and twisted, and then this other part that felt the exact opposite, that felt validated and accepted and seen and, you know, ease and joy and blah, 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 blah. And they were kind of two opposing forces living at one time within us. And I think sometimes we forget that that can happen. When things are really shit, they can also be really fucking amazing. So, that's where I'm at this week. I feel much lighter, even though I'm feeling very head coldy and hot, like that clammy, gross feeling. I'm just really grateful to have this space, to have done 6 years of showing up weekly, to come to this place where I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm a podcaster, but it's just part of me. It's not all of who I am. It's not all the value that I bring to the world. Anyway, that's it from me this week. I hope there was something in here for you. I trust there was. Until next time, might be next week, it might not. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.